Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What we think will be the playoff teams, and I'll go ahead and say I think it'll be the Broncos as the seventh seed. Look at the wide receiver rooms. Not the NFL, because the NFC has a couple of receiver rooms, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Jefferson, and Addison.
I mean, good God.
And the Lions with Amon Ross St. Brown. Like, in the AFC, though, the Chiefs have the best wide receiver room heading into the postseason.
If we include tight end, even if we include tight end.
I don't even think we have to include Travis Kelce in this.
I don't think we do. But even if we include him, we just said receiving court, try to, like, make it as equal as possible, and we're giving tight ends who are maybe playing equal to or whatever or nearby. But even without him, I can't name you the one that's better. It's not the Chargers. We know that for a fact. Quentin Johnston, like, that's just, that's just not better.
Ladd McConkey's having a great year, but they don't have the entire room.
Cortland Sutton's having a nice year. It's not better. The Ravens, I would say Zay Flowers is having probably the best year, maybe out of most of the receivers we're talking about. Like, so maybe there's an argument there, or maybe at some point there would have been an argument for the Texans. If Tank Dell was healthy, and Nico Collins is now
healthy. That's what I'm saying. The way it's set up, man.
Yeah, it's the Chiefs. By the way, I'm not saying it's not close. I'm just saying.
Look at Buffalo.
I think if you lined them up and you made me re-rank the offensive weapons by team, and we included running back and tight end, or you separated it by just wide receivers, the Chiefs are number one either way. They don't have the number one offensive line. I think that's the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I'm just talking wide receiver room only, man.
It's the Chiefs.
I mean, look at the Bills, who we all agree are like their biggest threat, biggest challenger for them to get to a Super Bowl again. All right, Khalil Shakir is a really nice piece. He's not a touchdown guy. He's going to consistently get you 60 yards a game kind of guy. Nothing wrong with that. He's a really nice player. Keon Coleman has come on, but I don't think he's had a better year than Xavier Worthy. I think they're very close to where each other at. And Worthy's obviously come on the scene a little bit later on in the year. Then after that, like, who's Hodges, I guess, is the other one. Like, I just think the Chiefs, their top 1-2 wide receiver weapons out of the AFC playoff field is as good as anybody. And if you want to add in Travis Kelce, then I think it's a no-brainer. And that's not something I expected to see, guys, or say, you know, 3-4 weeks ago. I don't think I was ever going to say that, but that's where we're at. And a lot of it has to do with Xavier Worthy continuing to play at a high level. And then Hollywood Brown in the small sample size, he right away, you can see, oh my goodness, what he brings to the table.
Like, I don't need to point it out again, because I think we've run the numbers on the stats. But since that Buffalo game, Xavier Worthy is a legit number two NFL wide receiver. 7 games, 39 catches, 400 yards, and 4 touchdowns. 1 on the ground, 3 in the air. I mean, for a 7-game stretch, that's a crazy run.
What's he up to for the season now? You mentioned those numbers there. So he's got to be,
that's
he's at
just for the last 7 games.
He's at 638 right now. 59 catches, 638, and 6 touchdowns in his rookie
season. Is that just receiving, or is, because he's got some rushing
ones receiving. Too. Yeah, that's just receiving.
He's got 1 rushing, so that's 7 total.
7 total. Yeah.
Well, what was his preseason over-under?
750. We thought that was high, and it looks like it's going to end up being just a little.
I mean, if they hit one of those deep balls, though, I mean, that turns into 700 real quick.
Yeah, but how much does he play on Sunday, guys? That's what I'm saying. Like, he's not going to get to 750. He's not getting 120 yards on Sunday.
Right. I just mean, if you go back earlier in the year, if you look at 2 deep balls, if they'd have hit twice on a deep ball, then he's at 700 right now.
If I told you 700 all-purpose yards, which I'm sure he's at, if that's what he's got receiving. If I had told you 700 all-purpose yards and 7 touchdowns, we would have all signed up so fast.
Of course.
I mean, just so fast. The key for them is I don't think they have the number one wide receiver out of the teams in there. I think their thing is that they are just deep now. They play deep. Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, DeAndre Hopkins, Travis Kelce, McColl is your 5, or I don't care who it is. Like, when your 5th wide receiver has at some point in the NFL had 500, 600, 700 receiving yards in the NFL sometime in the last 48 months. I mean, you can, it's just, no one's deeper than them by a mile.
Just curious if we all agree on it. Who do you think then, if we're just talking the AFC playoff field, what we think will be the playoff field as it sits today, who's the number one receiver? Not talking about tight ends. Number one receiver then. Is it, I know somebody will say George Pickens. We'll talk about this more during all 32. I'm so glad he's not on this football team.
As it currently sits?
As it currently sits, yeah, because I understand.
It'd be Jamar Chase.
I'm talking about the current playoff
field. Zay Flowers, maybe?
I think Flowers is probably where you go, and then it's a competition. Like it's you're getting into a Ladd McConkey, you know.
The rookie, yeah, man.
Right? I mean,
case, you'd probably have to give it to DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, hypothetic. Nico.
It can't be D-Hop. He's been great for this team, but, like, he's not. Statistically, the stats aren't there.
Nico Collins D-Hop is the guy, though,
that
Cody.
If I need a third down conversion, D-Hop might be at the number one on the list of a guy that I know is going to catch the football.
My answer would be Nico Collins. If you gave me any wide receiver in the entire field, I think the guy with the most talent is Nico Collins.
Yeah.
I mean, he would have been. Fair. I think he would have been a 1,400-yard wide receiver if he missed no games this year.
Yeah, he was great last year for them. That's for sure.
Yeah, and he was a 1,300-yard receiver last year. He's 32 yards short of 1,000 this year and six touchdowns.
So Nico Collins.
My answer would be Nico Collins.
And again, Flowers, Drew. I think that's Zay Flowers, Nico Collins.
Did you guys see? By the way, he's the first Ravens wide receiver ever to make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, but the Chiefs in 29 years and then nuts. But the point is, there might be 2-3 teams that you can make the argument have the better number one. But the Chiefs by far have the best number 2, 3, 4, and 5, probably. So, like, once you start doing that, it's hard to not have the best wide receiver room. That's all. Because, fine, you got the best number one. We win 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, over any other team in the entire AFC playoff field in the ranking system. So our receiver unit's better. And they still have the best tight end in the AFC playoff field. I think that the torch has officially been handed to Brock Bowers as the number one NFL. I wasn't willing to hand it off to Sam LaPorta last year. But Brock Bowers, I mean, Jesus. He's so good. And so maybe that torch has officially been passed to best tight end in the NFL. Yeah. But, like, he's still the best in the AFC playoff field.
Well, it's the opposite on the NFC side of where you look at these receiver rooms. I mean, because the number one receiver room on the NFC side, it's Jefferson and Addison. I don't think it's close. And then you would go with A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. You keep going through Amon-Ra St. Brown, and in a weird way, like Jameson Williams, who a year ago everybody was like, man, this guy can't stay on the field and all this, and now he's kind of cleaned up his game, if you will. The receiver talent on the NFC side of that perceived playoff field is incredible. I mean, it's just not. I mean, there's three or four teams you would take wide receiver rooms on the NFC side before you would take a single AFC.
I mean, even the Commanders, you look at Terry McLaurin and Zacchaeus has been great down the stretch for them.
Talent-wise,
not there with the ones you mentioned, but they're still very good.
They would be, I think, in that, like, they would be in the competition. Like, if I told you McLaurin and Zacchaeus, that would be very similar to what I would start to look at on the AFC side. Like, I think there's a huge drop off after, like, so Jefferson, Addison, and Devonta Smith, A.J. Brown, and even Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams. I think there's a pretty big drop off after that. Terry McLaurin finally has a quarterback, and so everybody's, you know, seeing more and more what he is. Zacchaeus, though, he had a great game last week, but he's just a dude. He's just a dude.
I mean, if Chris Godwin was healthy, too, then you're looking at Mike Evans and Chris Godwin as well. I mean,
Yeah, the NFC side is loaded.
That's been a duo for a very long time. Yeah.
Mike Evans is incredible.
He's going to get 1,000 yards again, even though he missed, like, a huge chunk of the season.
He's 80 yards or whatever, 85 yards, something like that.